bounce off that wheelie into your head. Bounce off that, bounce off that. Good chat with DJ Choppers and Sana, bringing light and shade into your life. Hello and welcome back to Bounce Them with me, DJ Choppers. And we are doing a real good chat this week, and my co-host Sana is back with us in the studio.
Hi everyone.
Yeah, so this week's talk show is more about trying to change people's perceptions of people with disability. And it's more raising awareness than having to go at people, because I think a lot of the time people just don't know how to handle situations. And we're going to be discussing that, what it's like for us having PAs and family members and friends being a bit awkward around really trying to organise something, stuff like that, which is just part and parcel of it. Just feels like you've got to deal with, isn't it? Like, you can't just let it get to you. That's what I'm trying to say. The first talking point was going to be the reliance on PAs. So it is, for me, it's very frustrating when someone actually finding a PA who's very good for the job. It takes a long time to find the right people. But it is worth it when you actually get the right person. And not just that, when PAs are off ill or whatever, one of the things. It can't really be out, can it? So, yeah. What would you think about that one, Sana?
I feel like with a disability, obviously when you are more stronger, you don't have to use PAs that much. So, but then when it comes to a point where you need to rely on people more, it's really good, but sometimes it's like a big transition and sometimes it can be really frustrating. But once you've got someone that you connect with, like emotionally as a person, and also they do your routine very well, it can be one of the most beautiful things living with a disability, having a PA that you connect with emotionally and helps you exactly how you want. I think it's one of the most best things. Like right now I have one PA who comes every morning to do my morning routine, and if I could walk and show myself how I want to do it, she does it exactly how I want to, so it makes me feel happy. So
as much as finding people is difficult, when you find the right one and you get your independence, I think it's definitely a lifesend.
However, on the other hand, having a PA that you don't connect with emotionally and they're not really doing your routine exactly how you want it can have the total opposite effect. And I think people with disabilities can probably relate to both ends of the spectrum. Yes, when you got a good one, keep them.
Yeah, definitely. And all right. Well, I think that when you people are sick, I think it's not like it's just one of the things that you gotta go over. I think a lot of people struggle with that, and not to get like for me personally, I'm known for self-destructing and getting in my own head.
Mm.
Like thinking, oh, it's what I've done or whatever, but it isn't.
That's what I do sometimes. Last week I had a chat with my PA because I could feel something was off, and I was like, are you going to leave me? Have I done something wrong? And she goes, no, stop overthinking. Everything's fine. It's just some things happening in my personal life. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but I think that's what you got to try and do.
Yeah.
Well, it's easier said than done, obviously, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I had a counselling session last week. Then I was explaining all that, I was talking about all this.
Mm.
Then their advice was about managing my expectations of people, so you can't, don't hold them accountable to my own standards. So like my standards are very high.
Mm.
Like, for me, if I say I'm going to, do something, I won't go back in my way, that's what. But obviously, different things happen, don't they? But what I mean is managing expectations is so. So like I say, don't get all your hopes up or whatever. And it just makes, so if someone like a friend does something, that's a bit disappointing. And if you're not expecting him to do that, then you're not going to be disappointed.
Mm.
Whereas if you don't manage the expectation, then you're going to get let down a lot, aren't you? Because you're expecting more.
Yeah, basically.
Than what is actually possible.
Mm.
And it makes me sound a bit big-headed, that, doesn't it, saying that I've got high standards, but what I mean, it's just the way I am. I expect people to be the same.
Well, I kind of like, I tell them what I like and I give them time to get used to my routine. And then if something needs changing, I try and say it in the nicest way. But sometimes it's difficult to have them conversations because you don't want to offend the person.
It's difficult, but sometimes I think you have just got to say, haven't you? But I think the biggest part of accepting to have that support workers with you is there to be patient. You got to be as patient.
Mm.
Well, you got to be as patient with each other, I suppose, when you're training a new PA or whatever up. Which, I think, to me, if someone gives me patience, I've got all the patience in the world.
Mm.
But as soon as you lose the patience with me, I've lost it. So, I mean, I think it's more like, it's the trust thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they don't trust you, you can't trust them, can they? So that's the difficult thing to get your head around. Because I know a lot of people with our conditions, they wouldn't have PAs for years. And then when they really need them, it's a big shock.
Yeah.
Whereas to me, I've always had, since I was 8, I've had care.
Mm.
Even it was just an hour a week.
Yeah, I've had care since I was maybe 15. So then you kind of get used to it. And I remember I've had like a lot of PAs over the, I'm 27 now, so I'm 15 to 20 to 27. That's quite a lot of years for having a PA as well. But I do agree starting younger is better, even if it's a little amount of time, because it helps you to get used.
Because I know I've gone through the phase where I was too proud. Too proud to go out and see, let people see me being fat. That was one thing. But I think today the pressure does drop, and you think it actually is helping. So the more you put off having carers, the more difficult it's going to be.
Yeah.
And you spite your nose off. So you cut your nose off to spite your face. At the end of the day, they're only there to help you, but I know one of my friends, he had PA in the day, but he never let them get him in bed or whatever. So now he has actually took the leap and then gone for it. Now he's the PhD health start. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easy for me to say, but I think you just got to accept it. I eventually did.
Yeah, it took me quite a while to accept it as well, not going to lie. But now I just accept it because I can't dress myself, can't go to toilet to myself and do stuff. I have to have people to help me, so it's not going to change. So might as well accept it and deal with it.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to change you as a person. It's not going to be the same person just because someone's helping.
Exactly.
That's probably the big thing to remember, I think. Yeah, so that was the first couple of points. Then I thought we'd get a couple of tracks on now, and then we've got a few more, and then so we've got six songs like usual, so we've got one each. We've got three from each of us, so we can start with your first one, Sam, and then my one after.
Jonah Kess, Londrelli, Grateful.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it sounds like a very affirming song.
Yeah.
And again, that leads on to what you just said, being grateful. Being grateful for what we have got is... You'd think we planned this, wouldn't you?
But yeah, it is true. I read something the other day that said, when you don't, I'm going to mess up the quote, but it says that basically when you don't want anything, but you realize you have everything that you want, imagine everything that you have is everything that you want, then you have everything.
Yeah, that's quite good, actually.
I really like that.
That's all you need. As long as you've got love and happiness, really.
Yeah.
It's not all about money. Even though it does help a little bit, anyway.
It does help a little bit, but I think it's enjoying the little moments is brings us the most joy, really.
Oh, yeah, we spend too much time looking at phones, watching TV, than actually paying attention to what's all around us.
Yeah, like even just going to the park, that makes me happy.
Yeah. And then I've got a song called Helen Back by My Car. It's a really nice chilled one. And other co-host MC Louis played this one probably a few months back now, but I really loved the artist ever since. And it's a really nice song, Keith. I've been to hell and back, and which I think we've all been through tough times. Then we've all come back from it, so another positive one, another positive song. So yeah, we'll get these two on thing, and we've got some talking points about people's perceptions and consideration of disabilities, so. Yeah, enjoy these two tracks and then we'll be back with you.
I just woke up, I'm feeling like something new. New pair of shoes, it's breaking news. I just slipped on baby blue. Please put your smoke out, I want you to feel it too. You can't be grateful if you can't take care of you. It's honest truth. I think of mama and daddy, little sister too. My baby brothers and all the things that they include. God, I'm grateful, God, I'm grateful. I'm so thankful. God, I'm grateful, God, I'm grateful. God, I'm grateful. Attracted all, how could I be surprised it came? When I wake up, I see everything I pray. Find solutions, I take pride in my mistakes. I'm burning sage if it ain't love, babe. I'm on a mission to spread love before the grave. Move with intention, yeah, I'm living what I say. Breathing in out so you can create these waves. Yeah, I sail away, yeah, I'm brand new day, yeah. Baby, I just woke up, I'm feeling like something new. New pair of shoes, it's breaking news. I just slipped on baby blue. Please put your smoke out, I want you to feel it too. You can't be grateful if you can't take care of you. That's honest truth. I think of mama and daddy, little sister too. My baby brothers and all the things that they include. God, I'm grateful, God, I'm grateful. I'm so thankful, God, I'm grateful. God, I'm grateful, God, I'm grateful.
I am grateful every day of my life. Walking in my purpose, celebrating my life. Raising my vibration, elevating my mind. Give them thanks and praises. That's my greatest advice. And I'm stepping into bigger blessings and bigger tests. Cause every day is just a different lesson. I don't even sweat it, I don't even stress it. I just open up my heart and live in presence. Cause everything is sacred to me. The peaks and the valleys, all amazing to see. It's never good or bad, it's what you make it to be. So never make your mind up. Just be patient and see. Be grateful every day of your life. Keep walking in your purpose, celebrating your life. Raising your vibration, elevating your mind. Giving thanks and staying divine. Cause everything is sacred to me. The peaks and the valleys, all amazing to see. Never make your mind up, be patient and see. It's never good or bad, it's what you make it to be. So make it love. It's all love anyway.
Me and you went to hell and back to find peace.
Yeah, two great, lovely songs to start the show off there. Then, yeah, now we're moving into considerations and stuff. So basically, the talking point in a nutshell, people, including family, not taking our disability into consideration. That, for example, either of us are invited to a party with our parents that has a guest list. Then the person organising said the party has presumed that we don't have a plus one. Meaning that we can't go with our PA because they think we can manage with our parents for one day. And great link, and that's a broad example because there's loads of other scenarios in that situation, which we've both experienced, haven't we? So yeah. I think it's more frustrating. Not really, that it's more frustrating because they presume that I don't have a partner, but just because we're disabled, there's no reason why we can't be in a relationship. Because I think if we was able-bodied, we would have a plus one, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not ignorance, that's too strong. But naivety, I think, is the word.
Yeah, people just assuming that it's just not nice sometimes.
Yeah, actually, I think it is assume, not presume, isn't it? There's a slight difference in the words, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't know which one means what, but I think
they mean similar things, but assuming is like, this is what I was meaning to say. They've assumed that we don't have a plus one.
When a plus one could be a carer, a plus one could be another family member or a friend. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. Everyone else has a plus one, don't they?
And a disabled person needs a plus one the most, really.
Yeah, well, like you said, it's non-negotiable.
Yeah.
And I think it's more frustrating when it comes to family because to think out of anyone, they'd know more, wouldn't you? But it's not always the case.
Mm.
And I think family is what you make it as well, isn't it? So.
Yeah, even like some people that are not blood related can be closer than your family. Sometimes.
Oh yeah, like your friendship circle is your family.
Yeah, exactly.
Like me, my other PA, Kirsty, she's getting married next August, and she's planned a wedding bearing me in mind, so she's made sure that it's accessible, that I've got space, that I'm sat on the top table and all that. That means it shows that she's actually considered it, isn't it?
Yeah,
she's actually my friend.
When people consider your disability in actions that they're going to participate in, like, it means a lot when they can just consider. That consideration just can make you feel so much more loved and like included and thought about. Like, I remember going to, I think we talked about this before, but I remember going somewhere for my birthday and it wasn't accessible. And I told the owner I wanted to come and they bought a ramp so I could come in. Whereas on the contrast, someone can just be like, hey, yeah, you can't come, it's not accessible. But they went out their way to do it, and that like meant a lot. It really touched me that they did that. It was really beautiful. Yeah, so people's consideration in actions that they're going to do means a lot.
Well, I think actions speak louder than words. A lot that people, so I'm into them, you go, yeah, we can get a ramp. Then you get there and you haven't got a ramp. So that you just, it's weird, like lip service. So our actions speak volumes, don't they?
Exactly.
And the we another thing that I think is not considered is that we have PAs every day, that we have independence, so our parents are siblings. Could just be parents and siblings.
Mm.
And that's what, well, me mum and dad are getting older now, so they need to just enjoy being parents.
Exactly.
Well, I think we were at the scenario I was on about, in my case, is being sorted out anyway, because they're actually spoke to when they are being all right with it. I think they just, some people need a moment to
process
it, I think, from my point of view.
Yeah, so obviously, yeah, people can do that, but if they take time to process it, come back and apologise and like, hey, yeah, we understand this made you feel like this and we didn't think about it properly. We're sorry, we can actually do this. That means a lot versus just being like, hey, oh, we've said sorry, but you know what, we're not actually going to do anything about it. Or maybe not even say sorry. They're just like, I don't give a...
that's usually the case. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I know what you mean. It definitely to do... it means a lot more when you're actually in the plans, I think.
Mm.
But I don't always think that naivety is necessarily a bad thing, because people don't know how to approach awkward situations. I'm one of them people, I don't know how to approach an awkward situation. But so my advice would be to take a moment and think and reflect by walking a mile in our shoes, or more like wheeling a mile in our wheels. Not like.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can also, that's the thing about between empathy and sympathy. If you're empathetic, you can see it from our point of view. Whereas you're sympathetic, you're in, well, isn't it a shame? Whereas I'd rather you be like, empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think, well, as I was saying to him about, I don't know what I was going to say now.
It's okay. One second.
Oh, that was it. I'd rather be in. With the naivety, I'd rather be asked than assuming something. So, I'd rather people come up and ask me. Like, there was another thing got another dude. I was going with mum and dad, so they were worried about, because I take so long to eat sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, certain things I struggle with. So. If I'm the food, I'd struggle and it'd take me ages. Then how would I feel about eating in the front of other people? Can they just presume that it did affect me? But they asked me, no, it's fine, I'll just eat less. And then that was it. So that's what I mean, I'd rather be asked. It's really, it's a bit of a tough one.
Yeah.
Because I think that some people find it awkward when they have to ask us a question about something personal like that. But,
yeah, like you said, it's better to be asked than presumed.
Yeah, that's what this show is all about, really, is to try and change people's perceptions of us, because we do actually have feelings and
yeah, we do have feelings in capital letters.
Yeah, all of that what we just spoke about is something that I think a disabled person has had one way or another. That's what I'm told, it's the way you overcome that obstacle.
Yeah.
Like, when we're going out anyway, you've got to research researched the hell out of it, haven't you, really?
Yeah, you can't just turn up.
Or even car parking. I spent hours on Google Maps trying to find parking spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was finding toilets as well, but I think that's just what we got to do. The change of thought that able-bodied communities are their perceptions of disability.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think it is a long task, but it's the little girls, isn't it? Try and teach one person at a time.
Mm.
You can pass it on to some other people and then, you know, the whole world will understand it better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and then we've got to play two more songs now and then we'll talk a bit about attitudes and what these actual perceptions that we're speaking about are. And then I thought we'd do a bit about different words that need addressing. So they probably need updating, I think, so it makes more sense and sounds nicer. For a better word. And so what was the first song, your second one?
It's Isaiah, Thin Air. It's a bit more sad, but I heard it the other day and I really liked it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it. Then I've got a song by Bobby McFerrin with Don't Worry, Be Happy, which is a reggae soul track, but the reggae just is a positive music, and Don't Worry, Be Happy is a very good mantra to have. So yeah, enjoy these two tracks and we'll be back with them. Delving into the perceptions of disabilities. So enjoy these two tracks.
Seems like we're falling into pieces. My days are cold, my nights are sleepless. And I can't show a sign of weakness, 'cause I'm a mess. I chase happiness and fairy tales. I keep biting on my fingernails. I'm nervous, I'ma keep it real. Sometimes I just wanna disappear in thin air. Cause I'm scared. I guess we're all a work in progress. Sometimes it's hard for me to process all that is happening around me. Yeah, I hope that the older me is proud of me. So many times they have doubted me. I need to learn that I'm allowed to be, not disappear in thin air. Whenever I'm scared. That I know what it feels like to be living alone. Every day that I'm walking on my own. Yeah, I'm always busy fighting fears to find the light you find within. It's a storm I need to calm in my head, not disappearing thin air.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
Feeling happy after that song. Don't worry, be happy. I think the love whistling along to the whistling in that song. That's it. Enough for a good thing. Just hearing whistling, I think. Even though I can't whistle anymore, lost my bottom teeth, but. Yeah, so the next talking point was. Is it's one of yours, which is. The problem isn't being disabled, it's people's attitudes towards disability and preconceptions.
Yeah.
So let you go with it. The floor is yours.
Yeah, so some people think that, like, here are the common preconceptions. People think disabled people can't go out the house. Disabled people can't have a partner, can't have kids, can't work, don't have mental capacity. And these are all just obviously preconceptions. But if we look on social media now, there's so many disabled people living with muscle weakening conditions that have partners who are in living healthy relationships, who have kids, who are working, whether that's freelance or part-time, but they are doing those things. And they do have mental capacity and feelings, you know. So I think it's just bringing that more into the awareness and light, which I think disabled people are doing a great job at the moment on social media. It's so beautiful to see all of the content creators. There's Wheelchair Barbie, Wheelchair Rapunzel, just to shout a few that are so amazing. I think it's Wheelchair Rapunzel who has a baby, and she was the first SMA person that I've seen online have a baby, and she was in a relationship too. I just think it's beautiful to see. And also Squirmy and Grubs. I don't know how, I think that's how you say.
I've actually watched them. They are really good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're in a healthy, loving relationship. And they create content. There's so many beautiful disabled content creators breaking them stereotypes, preconceptions and barriers. And I just feel like more disabled people need to share their stories online.
Yeah, I think that's what we try and do as well. Is
yeah.
To do that. Well, that's all we can do, to keep showing that these conceptions aren't true. And just anybody who just go on my Instagram, for example, the amount of times that I'm never in. Like, everyone knows that I'm never in, so that's step one. Step one sorted out. And then I'm with our partners, still dating websites and speed dating, which I've got lined up in the future.
Amazing.
It looks quite a good fun, because I think if you go on dating websites, they see the wheelchair and go, let's avoid that. Whereas if you give me 5 minutes, I can talk to anyone. Well, we can.
Yeah, and that's exciting. I can't wait for you to do that.
Yeah, and then the other thing is can't work, so. I was both going to uni shows to people that we can work and we have got mental capacity.
Yeah, we've both been to uni, studied film.
Yeah, and like I said, acting speak louder than words. To the thought that we do all these things on a daily basis. It speaks more than just saying it, doesn't it?
Mm.
It's like it's going, we go out, we do this, we do that. But unless you actually show people that you're doing it, it's just the hot air, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I think people at schools should be taught this stuff before. Now you get taught about trans and sexuality, and that you can what you feel you need to identify as. Because I think they also need to discuss
disability
to kids. It goes I think it goes hand in hand with racism, really. It should be raised awareness of.
Yeah, because some people's disability is invisible as well, so I think it should be talked about more, like ADHD, autism, and stuff like that.
And I think that them conditions are used as labels too often these days, I think.
Mm.
You know, when it's just like a kid's being a bit naughty, they're on the spectrum. They don't necessarily mean that. I think that's doing... It's doing the children a disservice.
Yeah.
Well, for example, my other PAs, Denise and Kirsty, Denise has got two kids, 13 and 16. And Chris has got a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old. They've always grown up with me.
Mm.
Like, when I was a... Yeah, so they've always grown up with me, so... Yeah, so they've always grown up with me, and they're used to me being in a wheelchair, having a ventilator. I think we went to her eldest coal service last year. And he sat on, like, with all his friends, and they were asking him about what it was on the face.
Mm-hmm.
And here he was, he said, "Oh, it's where Uncle Mark is. That's his ventilator so he can breathe." And like, he's always like thinking about what things doing. Well, then that, just that one kid in a classroom, he knows what a ventilator is and what wheelchairs do. Like, telling his friends, "Oh, that's massive." Just imagine now, when they're about adult age, and they go, "Oh, I want there." They'll know what, they'll understand it, won't they? There'll be more understanding and accepting of people.
Mm.
And I think that's a lesson that kids should be taught anyway. It goes in hand with any discrimination. If we're going to be inclusive, that means disability as well, doesn't it? It includes that.
Yeah.
Well, I think the hardest bit is the invisible ones. Well, that's why there's loads of good advocates on it.
Hmm.
Where Down syndrome and all sorts of ones. Which is really good to see. And then there was at the minute, it's a motor neurone advert on. On TV, it's great, really deep, but it's really good, a really good advert, but hard hitting. So yeah. And then the last bit was, our voices just is constantly having to prove ourselves every day, and I think that also with all the other inclusivity things. It seems like we've got to work harder to get what we need to get.
10 times harder?
Yeah, like, so someone can just like go to uni and go out partying, doing all that, still get the work done.
Mm.
Whereas we've got to like knuckle down and get 100% in.
Mm.
That's even 150%.
Sometimes 200%.
Yeah, when you're having a bad day, you just got to push through it.
Yeah.
And then when you're having a bad day, you got to push through it already. And then you got to prove yourself on top of that as well.
It's fucking hard sometimes. It's
tiring. And it's a difficult thing for other people to empathise with, because they don't experience this on a daily basis.
And I feel like it's just a common, like all the time, to say, like, we should be strong all the times, but sometimes we do have moments of weaknesses and really hard days, and sometimes it does get too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like me, I was talking to my counsellor, and she was saying about that because I'm always positive, and everyone knows me being positive. When I'm having a bad day and I'm not, I'm a bit negative. Then they're like, "Oh, this isn't you, put yourself together, you're positive."
Yeah.
They didn't actually help, but she said, "Well, I need to tell my friends and family that I'm having a bad day, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not positive all the time. Just, now put her arm around me, I'll just give me a minute."
Mm.
And understand that I'm not bulletproof anymore.
I like that.
I did used to be indestructible, but slowly realizing I'm not physically now.
I feel the same. But it's also honoring and accepting that. And also, like, being honest to the people around you when you're having a bad day or hard day and not putting that front on, you know what I mean? Sometimes.
Yeah, because that is my guard. And it's my armor, my positivity, I think. It's like a bit of a mask. So when your energy is getting depleted, the armor field comes down. Well, I think that's something for everyone, I think. Doing that, really, looking after yourself. And speaking about when you're not good. I think in this country, our generation, it's not something that we talk about and we should.
Yeah, because I feel like it's such a pressure to feel good or 100% and positive all the time. And then people, like, if you are vulnerable about how you feel, sometimes people might shame you for feeling that way. So then you feel like you shouldn't, like, express how you feel. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. I like to say it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
I think when the people say they're not okay, it makes people think straight away to mental health, but it just means that we got up on the wrong side of the bed.
I got up on the wrong side of the bed today. And before we started, prior to the show, we had a little chat. I told you I wasn't 100%, but I'd rather be vulnerable and honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely good.
But
looking after yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the last couple of points are about wording. So wording of situation with disability, I think it's something that it does need addressing for me. Like, one of the words was the carer.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, children and the elderly need care, whereas as a disabled person, I require assistance.
Because it's more empowering than saying we need care.
Yeah, I need support, which is just, for assistance, so I know what I want to do, but I think a better word is personal assistant, RPA.
Yeah.
But my favourite one is life auxiliary, because our assistants are an extension of us.
Exactly.
They are our arms, so I think life auxiliary sounds really good.
Yeah.
And obviously they are there as companions as well, because sometimes you need to chat and have a rant to someone.
Yeah.
Well, I think I saw it on a film called The Untouchables. Really good film. It's about this rich guy who's quadriplegic. So he's advertising for a new PA. So all these PAs come, they've got qualifications up to their eyeballs. Well, they're just dead serious and critical. Then this one guy comes in, who's on the Gower prison. So he's gone there to his parole officer. So he's looking for work. And because he speaks to the guy like anyone else, like, just having a joke, like, all right, you're going to go up to shake me hand or anything. Just having a mess about, and then he gets the job.
What was that called?
The Untouchables.
Let me have a look.
That's the French one. And then there was a new American remake with Kevin Hart in it.
Yeah, because I remember seeing the one with Kevin Hart.
And Bryan Cranston was the quadriplegic guy.
Yeah.
And then the driving dad thrust in the car, aren't they? And the police pull him over and he's pretending to have a fit.
I remember. I might watch that again, the one with Kevin Hart. It was really good. I remember watching that.
Well, yeah, the French one is really good as well. The original.
I'm just Googling it. 1987. What's that? Yeah, but taken away from what you said then, it's talking to you like you're normal and, you know, having a normal conversation.
Yeah, that's it. And then, yeah, basically what I was trying to say is that was where I heard Life Auxiliary used.
I found it, the French one.
No, that was the Life Auxiliary for Quadriplegic Man, I think the advert was. And ever since, I've liked that saying. No, it's not used wild enough when I say it to people.
Mm.
You don't have PAs, you don't understand it, but I think it makes more sense to me. And then the other word, I'm not sure. The way I've explained it, wrote it down on this talking point, doesn't make sense. But the other word was disabled. Because it's all like preferably enabled in a different way. Because although we are less able to do something one way, walking, we are unable to adapt and find solutions. Then enabled is actually quite a good word for it. So disabled makes like you sound like you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Whereas enabled is a can do attitude. Like I'm an enabled person. I think we both are. We both got into uni and got what we needed. And
now disabled, enabled.
Yeah. No, that would be it. Differently enabled. That's a good one.
I like that one.
Yeah, so that was those ones. They were obviously in teacher love. We'll think of other situations and different words that we need to look at. Yeah, so that was the last talking point there. So we got two songs now and then we'll come back to say about some takeaways. Not like fast food that. I mean, maybe like takeaways from the show that people can use and work on.
Yeah.
In their own lives, in everyday lives. So, what was your last song?
The Little Mermaid Under the Sea.
I love that song. I love the crab.
Yeah, it's just good vibes and
Sebastian.
Happy. Yeah, mm. I love mermaids, so.
Yeah, so it's a cool film as well, the original.
Yeah.
The new one's all right, though, but not a scratch. And then my last one was Pure Imagination. By Timothy Chalamet from the new Wonka film. So it's really, it was on the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This one is a good rendition. Have you seen that film?
I haven't seen the new one.
Yeah, it's really good. It's one of the heartwarming, uplifting films.
I'll watch it.
Definitely definitely a very good prequel to the films. So we'll get these two on and then we'll give you some homework and say goodbye and say what we've got coming up in that. So, yeah. Enjoy Under the Sun, followed by... pure imagination.
Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's bitter down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here all the fish is happy, as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, it's hot cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
guess who gonna be on the plate?
What do under the sea? Under the sea, nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We want the land folks lunch to cook. Under the sea, we after hook up. We got no trouble. Life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally.
Naturally.
Even the sturgeon and the ray, they did the earth and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it. Under the sea. Play the flute, the cop, play the harp, the place, play the bass, the sound and sharp, the bass, play the brass, the chub, play the tub. The flute is the duke of soul.
Yeah.
The rake, he can play the lings on the strings, the chub's backing out the blackfish. He sings the smelt and the sprat, they know where it's at, and know that blowfish blow! When the sardine begin to be deep, it's music to me. What do they got? A lot of sand. We got a hot crustacean band. Each little clam here, no hot jam here under the sea. Each little slug here, cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here, no hot whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here under the sea.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Reach out, touch what was once just in your imagination. Don't be shy, it's all right. If you feel a little trepidation, sometimes these things don't need explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look at them and view it. Somebody to hold on to, it's all we really need. Nothing else to it. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
And that was the great sounds of Pure Imagination there, and under the sun before it. Two great tunes. That just great, really uplifting to end the show with. On a positive note. And yeah, so that is the end of the show, but before we go, we got a few takeaways, Thalia. What are you from this show? And I think one of the biggest takeaways, just try and be mindful of others is the best word. Like when you try to empathize someone, just think about what it's like for them first. This all helps you become empathetic. But it's not an easy emotion, I suppose.
Mm. I was going to say, be considerate of your actions and how they will affect other people.
Yeah, and actions speak louder than words. So yeah. Rather than saying you're going to get a ramp, for example, show me that you've got a ramp in physical. Yeah. Physically. Yeah, and then the other one is try and pass on the message to everyone. Tomorrow, yeah. I spoke to you today about life auxiliaries.
About PA's life experience, yeah, for sure.
And us being differently enabled. Yeah, just think about that, and that every disability is an obvious one as well.
Mm.
Which again leads what I was just saying is just being mindful of others around you. Any kind of discrimination isn't a place for it, is there? So
I think that's the main takeaway for the show. Be mindful, capital letters.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the end of the show now. And I'll be back next week. I'm not sure what show I'm doing yet, but I'm sure I'll come up with some ideas. But I will have the Chaplin Edwards show.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully soon, and then we'll have another music one.
Yes, the music ones are my favourite.
Yeah, and then the Urban Jumps Hit List, which is the hip hop show. I'll be bringing that back as well, so that's what we've got coming up in the next few months. And then we'll be doing some playlists for the barbecue season for enjoying the sun with some good music.
Mm.
That's what we got to look forward to this year, and hopefully the sun was going to start coming out soon.
Yeah.
And we can enjoy the weather a bit this year. Yeah, so all I'd say is now I've been DJ Chappers. I'm now signing off. And you've been DJ Sana.
Yeah, bye guys.
And this has been a Matsden production from RSS, SoundCloud, Deezer, from Apple Podcasts, from your smartphone and smart speaker, wherever you choose to listen. anytime, anywhere. And all I'd love to say is, if we don't see you through the week, we'll see you through the winter. So yeah, take care, guys, and I'll see you soon. Thanks for joining me again, Sana.
It's okay.
I should be scared, honey, maybe so. But I ain't worried about it right now. Keeping dreams alive, 1999 heroes. I ain't worried about it right now. Swimming in the floods, dancing on the clouds below. I ain't worried about it. But time is running out, so spend it like it's gold. I'm living like I'm 90s. Got no regrets even when I'm broke. Yeah, I'm at my best when I got something I'm wanting to steal. Way too busy for them problems and problems to feel. Yeah, yeah, no stressing, just obsessing with sealing the deal. I take it in and let it go.
Kaká!
Kaká!
A real good chat with DJ Choppers and Sana, bringing light and shade into your life. Bounce FM, where you can hang all your problems on a peg at the door. Bounce FM, really, it's your head. Bounce FM.